The other night, Carolina Shrewsbury taught a winter workshop at Outdoor Chattanooga on speleo art, the art of caving. Tomorrow, she and the Chattanooga Grotto will lead a guided speleo art caving trip in the area for people at the workshop to put their skills into practice. Carolina stopped by Scenic Roots to share her story. Carolina, thanks for joining us.
It's good to meet you.
Same here. How did you get into speleology?
I was living in a flat or apartment with four other students, and one of the students went out on a Sunday morning, and we never saw her again. And I found out that she had fallen into a pit in Cornwall and was instantly killed.
In the UK?
In the UK. The rest of the girls that were left in the apartment were very upset about it. Her name was Stella, by the way. Her boyfriend came back from a trip and said that he would take us caving to show that it wasn't as frightening as we were imagining it to be. So the following weekend, we went caving, and I was hooked. I couldn't stop. I went caving every single day. And for me, it was a recovery from the terrible grief of losing a friend at 19. I also found something that I was really, really interested in. I took up photography and exploration, moved to Switzerland when I finished college, carried on exploring around Europe, got married. My first husband, he was also a caver and a photographer. We went all over the place together. First came to America in 1983 to Chattanooga, enjoyed my trip, made a lot of photographs. Then when we got back, those days we were still using a darkroom, a lot of the photographs didn't come out.
This was pre-digital.
Yes. So because I was upset about losing my photographs, I started painting. And I painted mostly memories, scenes from caving trips that I'd been on before. And I showed them to my friends. I showed them in caving clubs. And eventually got contacted by a friend of mine in a caving club in England. And he said, I'd like to put your paintings in our caving magazine. I was a little dubious to start with because I thought, it's not going to go down too well with a bunch of hardcore lads. And it didn't go down too well either. They put me on the front cover, on the inside cover, on the back cover. And they also included another artist called Bud Hogbin, whose father was one of the first people down the Berge in France. We got a lot of flack for what we did and said, what has art got to do with caving? Well, art's got a lot to do with caving because the beginnings of our language started with art in caves.
Right. You think of cave drawings.
Exactly. Cave drawing is an interesting subject. It's very separate from speleo art because man first put his mark on a rock. He saw a rock. He saw a shape in the rock. It inspired him. He put his hand in the mud, put it on the wall. It made his mark. He claimed an area. But also when he looked at that mark, he'd see things that he saw outside the cave. That's the beginning of cave drawing and cave painting, which started about 35,000 BC and went on until 12,000 BC, which is when people started transferring images to wood, paper, and other materials.
And it's a world of difference now between the reception you got for your art of the cave once upon a time compared to the reception that you get these days.
Oh, yes, very different. It changed when I created an art group in England. There was a lot of drama because you get a bunch of artists together and it's drama. So I went off on my own, decided I didn't want any drama. I just want to show art. I didn't want to just show my own art. I wanted to show the art of other people. I found other people around the world, actually, painting and drawing caves. I found June McLucas down in Australia. I found Linda Heslop in Canada. Jerry Wallace, who is a local artist living out in Rising Fawn. We still work together occasionally. We all got together with another artist in France, and we created the very first show in Switzerland. I'd been invited to show at the National speleological conference in Switzerland. And we gave speleo art a huge introduction. We did a 10-minute show where we displayed photographs of paintings all over the walls and then faded all that out, brought up spotlights on actual live artworks around the room. It got a standing ovation. So that was the beginning. 2 years later, I was asked to exhibit at the International Speleological Congress. That was also in Switzerland. I made the foyer into an art gallery, and two of us artists, Caroline Martord and I, were out in the entrance of the conference painting a great big picture, which I have in my book. People stopped and looked. They looked at the paintings. They even bought the paintings. And it actually ended up paying for itself, because setting up an exhibition is very expensive. After that, I got invited by the National Speleological Society of America. They asked if I would come over to America to show the artwork and see if it might be possible to start an annual salon at their convention that they have every year.
And you've been doing that ever since?
I have been doing that ever since. I'm still doing it today. We do have like 10,000 plus caves in this area, one of the largest caving areas in the world. So it's important for the local people to know that the caves are actually quite special, shouldn't be drawn in anymore. If we want to put pen to something, to make a claim, you can go sit in the cave, you can draw what's there, take it out, look at it, that's yours. You can take it anywhere you like. You could even put it up on a wall somewhere so we can all see it too. Navigating a cave is done by air. You can lick your finger, stick it up, find out which way the air direction is going, and depending whether it's hot or cold, the wind will either be going in or out. So that's how you can find your way in a cave if you happen to be lost in there one day. It's best not to go in unless you are part of a caving club and you know how to be properly attired. You should wear a helmet, light clothes that you don't mind getting muddy, and you should tread carefully because you don't want to be breaking anything in there. A lot of the artifacts that are in caves are very delicate.
And of course, above all, staying safe.
Oh yes, absolutely. Safety is number one. You don't go just wandering anywhere into a cave, because caves have nasty holes in them and you can do a simple stumble and you'll break a leg. So, and there have been accidents in the area where people have fallen down into the hole and been killed, just like my friend Stella.
And how would you describe the art inspired by caves? We've talked a lot about paintings that you've done and others have done. We've talked about the salon. For somebody listening to this for the first time, how would you describe that art to them?
I describe the art as a story. Caves have stalagmites and stalactites. They have a lot of rocks that you can see other shapes in. There's all kind of color, although sometimes you can't really see it. You come out, when you do remember the rock, you remember the color. That's how I see it. I particularly like the way the light from your lamp will play against rock, how sometimes it'll reflect off people's faces. It's a very calming activity.
And where can people go online for more information?
You can have a look at the NSS website, which is caves.org. There's all kinds of information there. If you go into a drop-down list that says Get Involved, Salons, you will find the Fine Arts Salon. Or you can go to www.speleoart.net.
All right. Carolina, thanks so much.
Thank you.